Again, 39% of our teens saying that allowing teachers to carry guns in schools would be very effective or somewhat effective at preventing school shootings. 35%, almost the same number, say it would not be at all effective. Black teens are far less likely than white and Hispanic teens to say allowing teachers to carry guns in schools would be at least somewhat effective. What's the number? 23%. 23% of black teens say that it would be at least somewhat effective to allow teachers to carry guns in schools. 44% of white teens, 39% of Hispanic teens say the same. Parents, which would help you truly have a sense of comfort, a greater sense of peace about your school, about your child's school? If the teachers were carrying guns, or if teachers are not carrying guns. And if you're more comfortable with them not carrying guns, what would lead to that greater sense of comfort? Teachers not being allowed to carry guns to school gives you a greater sense of comfort. What would lead to that? What would give you that greater sense of comfort? If you're more comfortable with the idea of the teachers being allowed to carry guns to schools, what would be the cause of that? What would lead you to be more comfortable about the idea of teachers carrying guns to school? Now, let me share with you some more of my thoughts about that. We know for a fact that we have a lot of good law enforcement officers all across this country. That's a fact. That's a reality. How many of you either yourselves have experienced or you know someone who has experienced the assistance, the support of a law enforcement officer who maybe even helped you with a flat tire? How many of you have truly appreciated that law enforcement officer who pulled up behind you and put their flashers on to keep you safe when they noticed that something was wrong with your car, whether you had a flat tire, the car just stopped, and they stayed there for a while to keep you safe, to keep someone from running into the back of you while you waited for someone to come pick you up or waited for the car to be towed, whatever you were going to do? Think about it now. How many of you have allowed yourselves to really think about the good that an officer did when he or she helped you with something? Maybe someone was being assaulted. Law enforcement received a call. Law enforcement showed up, and they shut the madness down one way or another. Hopefully, because sometimes this is the way it goes, without harming anyone. How many of you have had law enforcement to show up and instead of threatening to take someone off to jail, let's just say that two teens had gotten into a fight. Instead of being all gung-ho about carrying them both off to some type of detention center, the law enforcement officers offered counsel and tried to encourage those teens to come up with better ways to settle their differences in the future. There really are a lot of good law enforcement officers all across this country. And I think that it's important that we not allow ourselves to forget those instances, those many instances where officers really have done a great job of handling whatever the situation was. How many of you have been stopped for speeding and you were simply given a verbal warning, not even a warning ticket, just a verbal warning? I mean, there are truly And how many of you have been aware of situations where someone was really messing up and they really deserved to be taken to jail? And they were taken to jail. No abuse, but they were taken to jail. We have a lot of good law enforcement officers all across this country of all ethnicities. But we do know that we have a lot of bad law enforcement officers all across this country, too. And they carry guns, and we have too many of them who misuse the power that they've been given, the authority that they've been given. They abuse their authority, and many of them, too many of them, pull the trigger when there's absolutely no need to pull the trigger. Many of them have murdered American citizens in cold blood. People have been handcuffed with their hands behind their backs, lying face down, and shot in the back and killed. Running away from danger. Running away from the threat because the officer's pulled his gun. And running away from the threat. And while running away, shot in the back. Or standing 15, 20, 30 feet away with their hands up in the air, clearly posing no threat whatsoever, shot down and killed, murdered. Sitting in the middle of the street as ordered by law enforcement, and while sitting in the middle of the street where they could have been hit by a car, because who's accustomed to looking down at the street, anticipating a human being sitting in the street, in the middle of the street? And while sitting in the middle of the street with hands up as ordered by law enforcement, shot by a law enforcement officer. Too many instances where law enforcement officers authorized to carry guns use them when they're not only not needed, but absolutely uncalled for. When it is a bad idea to have the guns even pulled, much less used. We know that part of the problem is we have insensitivity, but we also know that part of the problem is we have racism. We also know that we have problems with class. Classism. People looking down on folks because of their ethnicity, looking down on folks because of their class. And that is not a problem that is unique to some law enforcement officers. We have teachers who have those same dark, ugly dispositions. We haven't been able in all these years to get police officers to stop shooting unarmed people who pose no threats to them or to anyone else. Number one, is there a chance that we would have teachers all across the country shooting down people who pose no threat? Maybe, quote unquote, accidentally shooting the wrong person, or accidentally having the gun go off, even though they're trained to use the guns. The gun just accidentally went off and just happened to hit that student. And once we have teachers starting to shoot students in various parts of the country, will it be any easier for us to get that problem resolved than it's been for us to get the problem resolved of law enforcement officers shooting innocent victims? Innocent in the sense that they're posing no physical threat to the law enforcement officer or anyone else.